Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, I wish I could wet my pants!
Podcrapular.
That comes with salad or soup.
Light.
I don't care how educational it is, let's do it!
Podcrapular Light.
Life is hilariously cruel.
Because Golf Widow and Andy had better things to do.
Get used to disappointment.
So you're stuck with Josh.
I happen to be a holding, stroking, loving machine. Also spank.
I've never really felt accepted at parties or nude beaches.
That young man fills me with some other emotions that are weird and deeply confusing me.
Hard crapular light.
Listen, this is gonna be one hell of a bowel movement.
Hey, it's Josh, and this is Podcrapular Light, the very first episode. If you bothered to download the Podcrapular Halloweeny roast, you'd have heard Andy and Golf Widow talking about this. Basically, what Podcrapular Light is, well, let's be honest, it takes a long time, at least an hour, to record an episode of Podcrapular, and that doesn't count all the time it takes to get Andy and Golf Widow together in the same room, more or less. Not to mention the fact that they live in completely different time zones. So while you're waiting for the next full-on, hardcore, real porn audio and awesome stuff about food Podcrapular, you're stuck with me. I hope you're happy. Anyway, so daylight saving time, really. It's not savings, it's saving, I assure you. I asked a meteorologist, he knows these things. Anyway, daylight saving time ended a couple weeks ago, and now we're, well, a couple weeks, I say. I don't know when this is going to air, but I assume it's going to air the week after daylight saving time ends. Anyway, daylight saving time ended, and a lot of people say, oh, good, we're going to fall back. That means an extra hour of sleep. Well, that's bullshit. Extra hour of sleep. My ass. My big, fat, hairy ass. And Golf Widow thought I was looking hot. Anyway. Yeah, I have a baby, as you know. She has an extremely wrinkly foot. Well, not right this second, but, you know, she has an extremely wrinkly foot. Well, babies don't respect daylight saving time or daylight standard time. When you fall back, baby still thinks it's 7 o'clock when she wakes up, even though it's really 6 o'clock for you. But what really sucked about it, maybe if you're really old, is my wife and I were watching TV off of the TiVo, and we were both starting to fall asleep during an episode of Supernatural, which is not normal because it's a pretty good show, not what I would call boring. We were falling asleep during Supernatural, so we decided we'd just go to bed and finish it on Sunday. When I looked at the clock, it said 10:45. After I reset the clock in the bedroom, it said 9:45. I went to bed before 10 o'clock, and it wasn't a work night. I felt so old and, you know, responsible. One of the girls at work, who, for the sake of argument, we'll call Rose, said, you know, I told her about going to bed early and all that stuff. She said, oh, well, you're becoming an adult. Congratulations. My dad always said that you start out as a B-dult and you graduate to A-dult. Well, I was a B-dult for a long time. Now I guess I'm an A-dult, and it sucks so much. So anyway, Alyssa decided to wake up about 6:15 Sunday morning. So much for my extra hour of sleep. I slept pretty crappily anyway, as I've been doing. If I sleep for more than 7.5 hours, I basically wake up in worse condition than I started, which, as I have said frequently, sucks a lot. So for an hour and change, I played with her. She ate some food. She had the bottle. She watched some Teletubbies. And then I escaped by going outside to mow the lawn in 50-degree weather in the beginning of November, because really, that's how I roll. In the end, it seems like this whole daylight saving, daylight standard time thing really doesn't matter when you're a certain age. When you're a kid, you think, oh, great, you get an extra hour of sleep, or, oh, crap, you get less of an hour of weekend. But let me tell you, when it turns around when you become an adult, it always seems like the day after daylight saving time ends, the one that's really 25 hours long, it seems like it just takes so long every time, you know. You mow the lawn. It's only 9:30 when you finish. You take a shower. It's 10 o'clock. You go to the grocery store. You get home. It's a little bit after 11. Your whole day is screwed up. You're hungry before you really want to be hungry. You end up eating too much. The football game doesn't start nearly soon enough to make you happy. And in the end, you go to bed at the same time, and you still feel like crap. Yeah. Everybody at work says, oh, you get an extra hour of sleep. Everybody at work was so thrilled. But that's the problem with working in the newsroom when you're not a member of the news team. I have a regular schedule. These people work, you know, whenever they're thrown in there. So, you know, they may get the extra hour of sleep and enjoy it. The only time I really enjoyed the extra hour of sleep, so-called, after I'd gone off to college, was when I was working in radio. I was able to basically get an extra hour of work and not really have to do anything difficult for it. But the best part was when we would spring forward to daylight saving time. I had asked the assistant program director, so what do I do? Do I put down that I worked 6 hours or 5 hours? And he said, you worked 6 hours by the clock. Just because the 2 o'clock hour didn't exist didn't mean you shouldn't get paid for it. So that was nice. I always enjoyed getting paid for work I didn't do. So I hope your daylight saving time experience was better than mine. I really prefer daylight standard time. I prefer it getting dark earlier only because when I'm driving home, the sun isn't in my eyes. It's just below the part of the horizon that gets in my face. And driving to work, it doesn't really matter because I get to work at 6:30 and it's dark whether it's the wintertime or the summertime. Really, one of the other really crappy parts, and I mentioned this last April when I was filling in for Andy after his house got blown away by a microburst. My in-laws, are Orthodox Jews, and for Passover, we have to follow all the rules, which means we don't start the Seder until the sun has officially gone down. Before the time change was changed by the government in its infinite wisdom, basically creating a whole nother Y2K bug where none needed to exist. But I digress. As usual, the government doesn't think about things. They just do them. Anyway, before the time change was changed, we were sometimes able to have the Passover meal around 9 o'clock because the sun would go down about 7:30. But now, because the time always changes sometime in early March, Passover almost never happens before the last weekend in March, or the second to last weekend in March, really. For the rest of my days, Passover Seders are going to start at 9:30, and the meal is going to start at 11, which means that we don't finish the Seder until after midnight. We don't finish cleaning till almost 1 o'clock. Alyssa is going to be going to bed before the Seder even starts, so, you know, I'll be able to amble off to bed about 1:30, pass out, and at 6:30 she'll be up and ready to play, raring to go, and it's gonna suck. So, obviously the theme of this episode of Podcrapular Light was things that suck. Daylight saving time. Anyway, I think I've bored you enough. This has been Podcrapular Light. Don't know when the real next episode of Podcrapular is gonna be. For all you know, the next thing you get, gonna be another Podcrapular Light, and you'll get to hear my dulcet tones once again. Aw, yeah. So, I'm Josh. Before I go, for more information on Podcrapular, go to golfwidow.podomatic.com, which is the official Podcrapular page. You can also find us on MySpace, myspace.com/podcrapular. Oh, and by the way, on that Podomatic page, you can find our new phone number. Maybe by the time you hear this, I'll have actually gone in and changed the message, or maybe Andy will have done it. One of us will get around to it. Golf Widow is at golfwidow.net. Andy Martello is, I believe, andymartello.com. My studio computer, of course, doesn't have internet. What are you going to do? So I don't know. It's andymartello.com or .net. His blog is andymartello.blogspot.com. I have a live journal, listener 42. That's listener, like person who listens, 42.livejournal.com. Occasionally I'll post a story there. So if you're really bored during work, you can go and check it out. And I think that's everything. So that'll do it for our inaugural episode of Podcrapular Light. I'm Josh. And remember, know yourself. Don't accept your dog's admiration as evidence that you're wonderful.